Okay. Call me, Nora. Are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
Oh, you guys don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Go look it up on Market Club, that'll tell you what.
Shannon, would you allow us to have a community in here? Thomas Gaming and Land, we're going to call me to order at 3:15. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
Up here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Superdome?
Here. Next item of business is prayer. John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Short prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this Easter season. We want you to be here and guide us as we make important decisions of our people in dealing with our commerce and our future endeavors. So we want you to bless all those in need, and thank you to give you all the grace and glory in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
John, next item of business for the approval of minutes of April 5th.
Motion to approve minutes of April 5th, 2017.
Second.
Motion made second. All in favor, say yes.
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 Motion to approve minutes of April 5th. Before we start, I passed out, or had passed out suggested amendments to the LLC. Article of operation. We're not going to take it up at this meeting. But I get a few for you to review. My concern about this, we'll pick it up next week, is I just don't want to be sure there's nothing in here that's going to allow a change that they would have any kind of oversight over the board. And, so that's for the next meeting. John, Maria.
Okay, I see the resolution. Okay. Do we have this, do we have these articles? Did they send them to us electronically also? Or is this the only copy that they've sent to, that you had sent to the committee?
They sent to me electronically. Do you want electronic
copies? Yes, I like that because I have a tendency to stack my papers up somewhere and have a hard time finding it. So if it's on my computer, I can always find it.
Can you, at the end of the meeting, send electronic copies to everybody too.
I have already done.
You have already done so. Thank you.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's at the top of my email.
Okay, I haven't.
Well, let's take care of now. Next item of business is have consideration of these appointees. Now, idea on this is that we are only here to approve to see if they are qualified by education experience, no legal or ethical barriers to their service, and we go by the application that they've sent in, and if there are barriers, there's a motion for that. I'm going to put this out here as a suggested motion if you approve. So anybody wants to make the motion when they're ready, it's right there. And You have a question there?
As far as I know, it's not.
He's served as board member for a number of years. We've never found any reason that he wouldn't be qualified. He's been nominated as, or appointed as the gaming board rep for 3 years.
So he has been on the board for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Eagle, John Red Eagle, or was it Scott Big Horse who appointed him to his initial term? Does anyone recall?
I think he's been on there 3 years, expiring term. He might have been appointed by Jeffrey. See, Jeffrey's been in over 3 years. No, he hasn't been
just
quite
over
3 years.
Right, yet. Just over two.
Mark Collins day and asked me if I wanted him to come to this meeting. I told him I didn't think it was necessary because we're not. We don't have to question him to do what we're required to do. So, but I suppose when the time comes, he has that option of appearing for a full Congress to answer.
I'm looking at my emails, since we didn't have a copy of it, I'm trying to find in my email. Don't remember who all was sent to, but there's an email from the gaming board. A letter, do you have that?
I've read it.
Okay, just making sure, because I get confused sometimes when they might send something to me, but then when Shanna's CC'd, it goes out. All Congress immediately, so I don't bother to do that. So just making sure that, remember that they have he has a letter of, what is it, confidence, support from the entire.
Letter of support from the board.
Right.
Yeah, I wondered when I got that, if that was proper use. I mean, we can't do that during campaign season, but I guess this is different.
Mr. Chair.
Two and a half years.
Mr. Chair.
Go.
Does Mr. Sims still own the on-hand printing in Pulaski? Is that still down there?
He used to have it, but I think it closed.
Okay. It was just still.
On-hand is his mother's. Maybe name, I think.
It's still listed here, and I didn't know if he was still there. I couldn't recall seeing it recently.
He said he's served for 2.5 years, so it would have been Jeffrey that appointed him, but I don't know why. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a full 3 year.
Someone resigned.
he fill?
I can't remember.
Said it was January 14th at this point.
Well, then that's before Jeffrey came on as chief.
Would have been under Chief Bivers. That's all it.
I have a comment. I do know that last time I was at the meeting at the Gaming Enterprise Board, we just re-elected him as their chairman because I had full confidence in what's been going on the last several years. The Enterprise Board.
John, that's what I just said, hold up.
I'm sorry. I was busy doing it. Oh, yeah, we worked there the same day.
Well, I was just making sure that it was, that everybody had seen it, so we didn't copy of it, but.
Do you like a copy of it?
No. I just wanted to make sure everybody had seen it.
It was, this says, he was sworn in January on the Osage County Energy Services.
Well, that's right, he resigned from there to go to the Enterprise Board.
What year was that?
14.
So I don't know when he went on here, I guess.
Do you remember combining them after?
I do.
Oh, yeah, January 24th of 14, he was.
That would have been before Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That was before Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey came on in July 14. Elected June, but came on July 14.
Chief Reddick looked more than he looks like. I move to report to Congress that Mark Sims, candidate for, or appointee for the Gaming Enterprise Board, is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Candidate is qualified by education, experience, but has, no, that's the one, excuse me. I was reading all those little yellow lines. Let me back that up. Just the candidate is qualified by.
Second.
The first line.
Multiple choice.
Choice.
I get it now. There's a lot of one, two, or three, or A, B, or C. And what's his appointment for? A term of?
3 years.
3 years.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
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 And opposed? Mark has been confirmed, or he's not confirmed, he's.
Recommended.
Recommended to the full Congress. Next point is Kay Bill. You have her application on.
I
question from the committee. Kay Bills apparently didn't fill out the proper. Fill out our appointed questionnaire and verification. Since our process is pretty limited, don't you think we should require that?
Let me see. Let me go back, Shannon. If it's there, because I was told that
the documents were there.
Mr. Chair, you know, as I recall, some of the pertinent questions on that form were their attestation and signature that they had, they knew of no ethical, I don't remember if it said legal, but I know it said ethical problems, barriers, what have you, and we essentially rely on that attestation because we don't do a background check. My understanding is the executive doesn't do any kind of formal background check, and I know that we don't. And so the only thing we have that attests to the there are no legal or ethical barriers to service unless we just know about it and discover it is their signature that says I have none.
I agree. So that form if she hasn't done that, we probably should pass this to like to a later committee meeting. I think she wanted to see if she didn't sign it.
I was just reading through here to see this resume that we're looking at seems to be geared toward this board appointment. So I was going to read through there to make sure that those statements weren't made within this. She has a statement of purpose and current position.
Here we go. Oh, we do have it?
Yeah. I knew we. And then I wasn't sure if this page was in the other pages we already had, so I only did that one page, but I knew we had the other two. I didn't want to just waste paper.
She didn't answer one question. I see on number 7. I don't guess.
Well, she answered no to number 5 and number 6, and it says if you answered yes to number 5 or number 6. Yes to number 5 and number 6, then would you like the chair of the congressional committee to which your appointment is signed to contact you to discuss your answer? So she left it blank because it wasn't applicable to the prior questions.
5 and 6 because she answered no.
So if she had answered number five or number six as yes, then she would need to answer number seven.
Where are you reading that?
On what you're talking about, number seven, where you're saying she didn't answer number seven. Go back this way. Okay. On page two. You pointed out that she didn't answer number seven, but she didn't answer number seven because she didn't state yes to number five or number six.
I was talking about number seven on page four. I guess I'll skip ahead there.
She typed up beside her answer to that. It says, "Are you willing to serve without any compensation and/or for just mileage or travel reimbursement?" And her answer is, "Compensation is important as I usually have to give up other activities in order to participate."
So I see that's what she said.
So it's a kind of.
Well, I see she typed a lot of stuff in here.
I'd just like to pose a question. Is anyone aware of any ethical or legal barriers to service that are not in service? No. That the education experience is there. And so the only unknown would be, because you put no if they wanted to, unless someone knew it was on that wasn't on here. I think we're ready to make a motion. Make a motion to report out to Ms. Kay Bills, an appointment to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC board as being qualified by education and experience, and that there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, did we actually make a motion to report Mark Sands to the Congress?
Yes.
As qualified?
Yes.
Okay. I know we qualified him here, but I didn't know if we made a motion to report him to Congress. So,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Yes.
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 Anybody opposed?
No.
Yes is shorter than no objection.
That's a good one.
Quick.
Yeah, I have time to go to my desk.
Yeah. I guess I'll go in and start setting some agendas.